Our world is unstable and chaotic, but Skip Heitzig suggests the fact that God knows about everything that is happening and will happen is a great way to lower our anxiety over these events.
It is comforting just knowing that He knows. He's not surprised. That He in advance, by divine decree, has foretold it, that He knows all of these things and He tells them beforehand. Because you know what that means? If He knows, He's in control. If He knows that kind of detail of the future and gives it by divine decree, then God is in control. How much is knowing that God knows your future, how much is that worth to you? It's priceless. It's priceless.
Make the connection.
In an episode of The Simpsons, Lisa uses a magic monkey's paw to wish for world peace. Unfortunately, the fulfillment of her wish leaves the Earth vulnerable to invasion by evil alien forces. And it just goes to show that no matter what, humanity's efforts can never truly produce peace. Even a cartoon realizes that. So then, is all hope lost? We'll find out today here on The Connection with Skip Heitzig. But first, your support of this ministry is helping us change lives around the world. And you can help that continue as a member of the Global Connectors. Here's how.
During the 15th century, the Ming Dynasty built a great wall on China's north border in order to keep nomadic tribes from invading. Some historians believe this immense wall took invading Mongols by surprise.
Oh, where did that come from?
Today, Mongolia itself is being invaded, not by nomadic tribes or conquering armies, but by the gospel of Jesus Christ. This invasion is possible in a large part due to your support of the Global Connectors. Your $25 a month are helping us broadcast sound biblical teaching. Listen to Tom Terry from Eagle TV.
God has just done some remarkable things through the telling of the Bible story and the other projects that we do on Eagle TV, and especially with Skip Heitzig's program, Connection. And we've played a number of those types of programs before and translated them, but none of them have seemed to hit the nerve and get the kind of attention or audience that Skip's program has, which has just done phenomenal. Skip's program is our number two rated program for Eagle Television, with tens of thousands of people watching at any given moment.
Call today and help these efforts continue and expand. It's just $25 a month, but that's a small sum weighed against changing a life for eternity. Call 1-800-922-1888 to sign up for Global Connectors today, or visit connectionradio.org. For now, the walls are down in Mongolia. Help us seize the moment.
Well, you've heard it before. Why can't we all just get along? That's the question we'll examine in today's study. And as we'll see, there are actually some very good reasons we can't get along. We'll also discover what it will take to bring peace to our world. Stay tuned here on The Connection.
And make the connection.
We'll continue with our study of Matthew chapter 24 today. So open your Bibles and let's join Skip Heitzig.
Second, Jesus speaks about pestilence or disease. And we know that disease always, unfortunately, accompanies both war and famine. With malnutrition comes the breakdown of the immune system. Typical antibiotics no longer work. And that means people die. Revelation chapter 6, and you've heard me refer to that chapter in conjunction with Matthew 24. There are two riders that come forth on the scene. Their names are Death and Hades, and listen to this. They are given authority over 1/4 of the earth to kill with, listen, the sword and famine and disease. Did you hear those three? The sword, that's war, famine, and disease, pestilence. Same thing here. War, followed by famine, followed by disease. And did you get the number? We read it so quickly. 1/4 of the earth killed, wiped out. By today's standards, that's 1.75 billion people lost. There's a third. He predicts famine, pestilences, and earthquakes. You say, now, wait a minute. How could earthquakes ever be a consequence of war? That's an independent seismic activity. Not necessarily. I've done a little bit of research on this. It's been going on, by the way, for a number of years. Scientists talk about embedding nuclear implements in the earth, blowing them up to adjust tectonic plates. In other words, a controlled earthquake. They could move the plates, move the earth, in order to avoid the earth shifting tectonically on its own, i.e. the big one. Let's prevent that from happening. And scientists, some of them will tell us, you get a big enough blast and you could create a chain of earthquakes like you've never seen before. The book of Revelation predicts three. Earthquakes are mentioned 7 times in that book. There are 3 major earthquakes that will occur during that time. And one, I would call the big one. It's called the severe earthquake. Revelation 16 says, no earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on the earth. So tremendous was the quake. Okay, push the pause button for a moment. Think of all we just talked about. Worldwide war, nuclear proliferation, blowing people up. It's the most horrible, unimaginable, unpalatable, followed by famine, pestilence, earthquakes. But all of these things were unthinkable 100 years ago. Unthinkable. Couldn't happen. Now we're seeing this as a present reality. Listen to the words of a scientist over 100 years ago, back in 1860. A French scientist wrote these words. Interesting prediction. Within 100 years of physical and chemical science, man will know what the atom is. It is my belief that when science reaches that stage, God will come down to earth and will say to humanity, gentlemen, it's closing time. Can you imagine making that prediction in 1860? We'll discover one day the power of the atom. When we do, it will be over. Well, enough of the coming of the war and the consequences of the war. Where do they come from? What's the cause of war? And this is where I'd like you to put a marker in Matthew 24 and turn to James chapter 4. The little epistle of James, the 4th chapter, James will tell us why they exist. Now, what if we were to take a poll today and ask people, why are there wars? Here's a few possible answers. Some would point to the leaders in the Middle East and say, it's their fault. Those guys have never been able to get along. They're so stubborn. They had to give up a little more land or come to terms. Others would point to the leaders in Washington, D.C. and say, well, they've been warmongers a long time. They're just looking for a fight. Or we might point back to Adam and Eve and say, it's their fault. They started it all. Of course, they would point to Satan and say, it's his fault. By the way, that's been done. When God said, Adam, what have you done? He said, it's the woman you gave me. Women, that hasn't stopped, has it? Those same kind of excuses are still being made today. It's her fault, Lord. God said to the woman, what about it? She said, it's the serpent who beguiled me. But here's the truth. If you want to look for the cause of war, you and I have to look no further than us. Within every human heart are the building blocks, the very seeds for war, James tells us in James 4. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet. You cannot obtain. You fight and war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you might spend it on your own pleasures. Here's what's interesting. You know who James' audience is, who he's writing to? A group of believers. He's writing to a group probably of young churches filled with conflict, filled with fighting, filled with interpersonal warfare. And he tells them the reason for wars. And there's three reasons. Number one, selfishness. Look back at verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your... See the word desires? Hedone is the Greek word. We get the term hedonism from it. Hedonism is the worship of pleasure or seeing pleasure as the highest goal in life. In other words, war is simply an extension of people not getting what they want. Now you think back to the last time you as a married couple had a fight. It could be 20 years ago. Could have been 20 minutes ago. But you'll probably discover that one of the great reasons for that conflict is somebody felt they weren't getting their way and they weren't willing to budge. And perhaps at the very root was selfishness. There's a second reason, pride. It says in these verses, you and your quite a bit. If you notice all the personal pronouns, it gives us a little bit of the background. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your own pleasures. You, your. Pride is one of the great reasons people just can't get along. Whether it's at home, at church, or at the negotiating table overseas or in Washington, D.C. Selfishness and pride are reasons international wars start. There was a guy years ago named Alexander, and he thought he was great. And by worldly standards, Alexander was great. He conquered the entire world, and at age 31, I believe, almost 32, he collapsed like a baby in Babylon, and he wept because there's nothing left to conquer. He wanted it all. Adolf Hitler was not content with being the chancellor of Germany. He wanted Russia. He wanted all of Europe. That's selfishness. That's pride. It's where wars start. Selfishness, pride. There's a third reason, and it's tucked here in these verses. And when I tell you, you'll get it, but you'll be shocked. Religion. Religion is one of the great causes of war. Look at what it says. You murder, you covet, you war. But then he says, you ask and you do not receive. Who's doing the asking and what is the asking? You being a group of young believers, and asking is their praying to God. They're making this their prayer. In other words, James is writing to a group of pleasure-seeking believers who express their own selfish desires in prayer. Now think of all of the wars throughout history that have been fought in the name of religion. Go all the way back to Babylon, and they would march to battle in the name of Baal or in the name of Marduk, their chief gods, or the Ammonites, or the Philistines who would go in the name of Dagon, their god. And when the battle was won, they would attribute the victory to their religion. And as we go back in history, we blush. We're a bit ashamed because we have on our record in Christendom the Crusades, where we sent people or the Europeans sent people to the Middle East to kill people. Under Pope Leo IV and John VIII, they both said that killing unbelievers will be beneficial for Christian soldiers. And some of those leaders stated that their sins could be erased if they killed in the defense of the church. That's Christian history. That's shameful. But it helps us understand the current situation because, you see, over in the Middle East, there is this concept of the jihad, the holy struggle, the killing by some radical fundamentalist Muslims who will kill in the name of Allah. You say, I don't get that. Well, as they read their holy book, the Quran, they discover there's 109 war verses in the Quran. One out of every 55 verses is considered a war verse. And both in the Quran and in the Hadiths, that is the sayings of Muhammad, their prophet, all of humanity is divided into one of two groups, the house of Islam or the house of war, period. You're in one of two camps, the house of Islam or the house of war. Translation, according to Don Richardson, who did a lot of research, spoke here, lived in that area for a number of years, says, anyone who is not a Muslim is assumed to be rejecting Islam. Rejecting Islam equates to attacking Islam, attacking Muhammad, and even attacking God. So jihad is now, in their minds, self-defense. Helps you understand the minds of suicide bombers. We're defending ourselves because they're attacking us. The name of religion. So we have discovered war is coming. War has consequences. War has causes. But now go back to Matthew 24, where we're going to end, because so far we haven't had very much good news in this message, have we? Wars, rumors of wars, destruction. It's not like a happy message yet. Now I'd like to give you the calm in the war. Notice what Jesus Christ tells his disciples in verse 6. See that you are not troubled. You could translate that, don't panic. Okay, now wait a minute, Jesus. You just predicted the most terrible time of human history where wars, rumors of wars, nation fighting nation, kingdom fighting kingdom, and you say, don't panic. How is that possible? And moreover, you're telling believers who will read this and go through the tribulation, don't be troubled. Why? Well, move ahead in our text. Go down to verse 25. You may have skipped over this verse. Our Lord says, see, I have told you beforehand. It is comforting just knowing that he knows. He's not surprised. That he in advance, by divine decree, has foretold it. That he knows all of these things and he tells them beforehand. Because you know what that means? If he knows, he's in control. If he knows that kind of detail of the future and gives it by divine decree, then God is in control. How much is knowing that God knows your future? How much is that worth to you? It's priceless. It's priceless. I'll be honest with you. The omniscience of God, the fact that God knows everything, is one of the hardest doctrines theologically for me to get. But it's one of the most comforting things on a personal level for me to enjoy. Listen to what David said, Psalm 139. O Lord, you've examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down and stand up. You know my every thought when far away. You chart my path ahead of me, and you tell me where to stop and where to rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm doing, and you know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that is true of every hard time you ever face in life. War-weary child of God, discouraged child of God, despondent child of God, God knows. And more than that, God cares. And the Bible tells you, cast all of your cares upon Him, because what does He do? He cares for us. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, I've been thinking about you lately. You've been on my heart. In fact, I've been praying for you a lot lately. What does that make you feel like? $1,000,000. It's so encouraging. Thank you. You know what God would say to you today? I've been thinking a lot about you lately. You've been on my heart. You know how much God has been thinking about you lately? The Bible says His thoughts are more in number than the sand of the earth. God constantly has you on His mind. God knows, and He's in control. And so He says, see that you are not troubled. I read about a little bird called a guillemot who lives way, way up in the Pacific Northwest, way up toward the Alaskan Peninsula, and they congregate on the craggy rocks near the coast. When it's time for the mother guillemots to lay their eggs, they'll all get together in a crowded place. They'll come in a very tight spot, and the mother guillemots will all lay their eggs in a long, long row, side by side, because of the crowded conditions. Well, all those eggs look identical, but they're by different moms. Research has shown that if a single egg gets moved and taken somewhere else, that mother guillemot who laid it can find the egg and replace it back in the very spot where she laid it. Now, they all look alike, those eggs. But she can find the egg and put it right back where it belongs. You say, Skip, what's your point? Simply this. If a bird brain can do that, and have that kind of control and care put in and programmed by the Creator, then the God of all history, who makes these divine decrees and knows everything that's going to happen to your life, can put everything in order and bring you calm, no matter who you know overseas fighting that battle or these battles or whatever is going on in your world. I agree with one of the presidents of the United States who said, peace will never come at a negotiating table. It has to first come into the human heart.
So have you experienced peace in your life yet? Although it would be nice for the world to know peace, what really matters to God, the whole reason He sent His Son to this planet, is that you might personally have peace with your Creator. Reach out for it today so that you might enjoy what the world will know later. And if you'd like to talk with someone about how to do that, give us a call at 1-800-922-1888. Or to find out more, click on the Know God link at connectionradio.org. Well, we're out of time for today, but before we go, here's news about a great resource we have available for you this month.
9 years ago, headlines around the world reported on a terrorist attack that was beyond imagination.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed.
For many, life has never been the same since that fateful day. Yet as tragic as 9/11 was, it pales in comparison with what the Bible reveals will take place when the end times culminate. This month, The Connection invites you to take a closer look at what the Bible reveals about future world events with a special collection of teachings from speakers such as Skip Heitzig.
Now, Jerusalem, Israel, is at the very center of God's prophetic program. And because of that, it is also in the crosshairs of Satan's attack throughout history and even today.
Tim LaHaye.
The truth is that there are well over 1,000 prophecies in the Bible. Over half of them have already been fulfilled.
Lieutenant General retired Jerry Boykin, Joel Rosenberg, and more. This set of 7 CDs from the recent Preach the Word Prophecy Conference is available this month from The Connection for just $35. Call 1-800-922-1888 or visit connectionradio.org and order your set today. Learn what the Bible says that we'll see in tomorrow's headlines. 7 astounding teachings for just $35 when you call 1-800-922-1888.
And if you'd like a copy of this teaching entitled, Why Can't We All Just Get Along? Give us a call at 1-800-922-1888. and we'd be happy to send you a copy on CD for just $6. Or you can order a copy from our website, that's connectionradio.org. And you can also write us at The Connection, that's P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199. And thanks for joining us today. We look forward to hearing from you.
And make the connection at the foot of the cross. And study the Word of God and find the way into His love. Make the connection. Whoa, 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 whoa. Make the connection.
Join us again next time for a fascinating study that Skip Heitzig has entitled, When Faith Turns Fatal. The Connection is a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.